Welcome back to the Lash Base Podcast. It is episode number 12, and today we've got a different one for you. We have recently put up on our Instagram accounts a question box, and we want to make this episode a Q&A based on questions from our listeners. So we're going to get started. We're going to tell you what the question is, who asked the question, and then give you our opinions and answers. Let's do this. So today is me and Lash Base Amy. We are here, and before we start answering some of the questions that we've had in, we have got to say right now we are probably manically packing orders down in the warehouse as it is Cyber Monday. So quick plug, it's Cyber Monday at Lash Base. Make sure if you haven't already stocked up or tried a new product or anything like that, get onto the Lash Base website and use the code LashBase or LashBase25 if you've spent over 175 plus VAT. So, Amy, that is the plug done. Shall we get started with...
Let's do it.
Let's go. Right. So, as I explained in the intro there, we put on a question box in our Instagram stories and we've had loads of questions in. So, we've handpicked a few and we're going to give you our opinions. So, I think we'll take it in turns. Amy can ask a question, I'll answer it, I'll ask Amy a question, and then we'll get started. So, we will start with Amy asking a question.
Hello, and yes, welcome back to episode 12 of our podcast. I'm going to go straight in there today with a real deep one. Jealous competition, how to deal with it, by, I think it's Athiva Beauty.
Okay, that's a very big question. So... how do you deal with jealous competition? Straight away, my mind goes to you should always, without a doubt, focus on yourself and on your own business. 100%. The thing is, the bigger you get, the better you get, the more success you have, the bigger the target on your back is going to be. And that means that more people were going to, the wrong kind of people, they're going to, well, for a start, if there's somebody that is trying to grow their business by pulling you down, that person is never going to be a success and they're never going to get ahead of you. So for a start, you don't need to really consider those as threats or competition, because that is not the way to do business. So if you just focus on making sure that you're doing the right thing, that you are growing as a business and ignoring other people, then that's the best way to do. What do you reckon, Amy? Agree? Disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so that, I would say, if you agree with that, thank you very much. What was it? It was
Athiva Beauty.
On Instagram. Thank you very much. So question one answered. I think we're going to move on to question number two, which is going to be one coming that I had on my Instagram account. And that is from LashCon. So if you want to find them on Instagram, it's lash.com. And their question, I believe it's probably Paul that asked this question, is do you feel it would be better for a lash artist to start their career working in a salon before going out on their own and starting their own business?
Okay. I think if you'd asked me this one 10 years ago, I'd probably say yes, they probably should start off in a salon for support. However, so much has come along on social media and online, really, that a lot of support is given over that. So I think, not really, no, you don't really need to start off in a salon because you've got access to everything online.
I think as well, if the training's come so far now, hasn't it, that you get, and a lot of courses can teach how to start your business. Mm-hmm. And I guess at the end of the day, the only way you can gain experience is by going for it. Sometimes if you put yourself in a salon environment, the experience of doing your job or running a business is completely different to if you're doing it by yourself anyway. So I think I agree with you on that one, definitely.
Okay, question number three. This is from LashSist Pro, and this is a three-part question, so bear with me. So some glue brands have the same packaging and lid, just different labels. Does this mean that inside the glue bottle, it's all the same product?
That is a very good question, actually. Well, to answer your question, I'm going to say yes and no, because what you'll find is that in the bottles themselves and the lids, you can get freely from lots of different manufacturers in China. So the adhesive manufacturers in the Far East, and even, like, for example, ours in the UK, they get their bottles in from very similar places on occasions. So what you'll find is that even though two lash adhesives will have identical bottles and lids, it doesn't necessarily mean that the adhesive inside is the same. However, yes, there are probably, I would say, 70 to 80% of lash adhesives on the market today are genuinely the same stuff with a different label. So while your question, to answer your question in a bit of a roundabout way, sometimes, yes, the adhesives are the same because there are certain manufacturers. I think in Korea, there are two big adhesive manufacturers. Now, bearing in mind, if you think about how many lash brands there are, and there's only two of the good kind of adhesive manufacturers, then there's going to be a lot of people selling the same adhesive. So occasionally you can see the bottles and you can tell it's the same. However, for example, our stuff that we have made in the UK, the bottles do look the same as a competitor's, for example. However, they are completely different adhesives inside. So yes, I wouldn't necessarily look at two bottles of adhesive with the same bottle and lid and assume they're the same, because that's not always the case, but it does happen. So it's really, really hard, almost, in fact, impossible to probably tell the difference if one is the same or not. But yeah, that is to answer it. And that is from Lash Assist Pro, who also, if you are listening to this, thank you very much for sending me. They made me a pillow with my face on it. I haven't posted a picture of it yet. So yeah, let me know if you want it. Anyone wants to see a picture of a pillow with my face on.
Jamie hugs it every day. When I do.
Yeah, I come into work, I stand there and I hold the pillow and I look at it and I say, God, you've got this, Jamie. Anyway, so that is the answer to that question. And the next question that we're going to ask, I'll ask you, Amy, is going to be from the Lash Base Instagram account. It was a Laura Jean_MUA. And she has asked, and this is for you, Amy, do you think it's okay for lash artists to edit their work before they post it? Now, obviously, it's only one sentence, so it's not clear whether that question is editing the lash line, the lashes themselves, or just editing the picture and the skin. Okay. So try and cover as much of that as you can. Okay. So that's your question.
Okay. So I think that editing is okay. However, not editing the lash line. So you can edit around, but don't edit the actual lashes themselves. Some people, when you look at a picture of someone, you can see kind of blemishes. I know for one, I hate that. But if you have that as a focus, you're less likely to see that how beautiful the lashes are. So I would say editing any blemishes or anything that you're drawn to rather than the lashes is acceptable. However, don't go overboard, because when you over edit, then the lashes actually are kind of, again, drawn away from the lashes, aren't they?
Well, it takes away the focus from the lashes. So I've seen a few pictures that the lashes themselves are brilliant, but they've so over edited all around it that because everywhere else looks very clearly edited and fake, you then instantly think that the lashes are also edited and fake, even if they're not. Yeah. So
Karen. And I also think, you know, when some people put those colour filters on the sides or around, I don't particularly like that as well. Again, it draws away from the lashes themselves. But yeah, I think it's okay, but not overdoing it.
Cool. Okay, so I think that then means it is your turn to ask me a question.
Okay, so let's have a little look. I've lost it. Beauty by Amy has asked, if there's anything in the lash industry you could change, what would it be?
Okay, so if there's anything I could change, what would it be? I think my biggest thing at the moment that really, really does annoy me within the industry that I'd love to change, and I think one day probably will, and that is the regulation within the industry, or lack of. And this goes for pretty much across the whole world, the whole industry, where lashes, they're technically still pretty a new thing. I know it's like, 15 years or whatever. Volume lashes have only been around for like 8 years. It's still so young there's even like the governments, the insurance companies, the cosmetic regulation companies that set these guidelines and regulations, they don't even really consider or understand the products that we're using, so, and how it all works, because they're obviously not qualified in it. Mm-hmm. And it's not become mainstream enough for them to take notice. So unfortunately, it's going to end up either someone is going to get hurt, blinded or something, that's going to then be a focal point which will then cause the change and cause action, or the industry itself will become so mainstream that any of the authorities across any country or state in America will then look at it and start making changes. So if I could change anything, I would definitely have more regulation, because it's crazy. I'm still learning every single day about these products, and it's crazy that it's just the information isn't out there, or again, not considered at all. So yeah, I'd say that is it. So it's a bit of a serious one, but yeah. I would definitely,
no, good answer.
Definitely change that. Which leads me on to my question then. I'm going to go with, this was one that was put on my Instagram, which is from Samantha Lashes and Brows. So that's Samantha _ lashes _and_ brows. Has asked, mega volume, is it really safe for lashes?
Okay, Amy, good question. So mega volume is still relatively quite new within the industry, isn't it? I think, yes, they are safe for lashes if applied correctly and used the correct weight. However, on the flip side, can also be quite damaging to the lashes if they're not used correctly.
Yeah, I think that one of the big things in the industry that we're seeing is there are so many people that are so good at it and doing it well, but there are equally the same amount of people that don't quite fully understand it or don't have the correct talent or skill at this moment, and they're then doing it incorrectly, which then makes it, gives mega volume a bad name. I personally think mega volume is going to be here to stay. Again, it will be client demand. If clients want mega volume, then that's what you're going to provide them. If they don't want it, then you're not going to provide them with it. So that's fine. It will change location to location. However, if it is done correctly, using the correct weights, the right amount of adhesive, the right isolation, the right application, everything as taught by somebody that knows what they're doing, then there's no problem with mega volume. However, if you're just grabbing a bunch of too many lashes, using too much adhesive and using too thick a lash or too long a lash or whatever, or not isolating or anything, then yeah, of course that's going to cause damage. So yeah, that would be the answer. Sorry, I've literally hijacked.
To the question you asked me. Anyway, next up, from Reb.lashes. If you had to guess, what do you think is going to be the next lash craze?
Next lash craze. I think, now this isn't new. However, this is from all of like everything that we can see with things like sales and everyone what the people in the industry are talking about is, I believe that next year is going to continue to see the increase in use of pre-made fans, 100%. I think the pre-made fans are improving. Every month, the manufacturers are improving, and they will slowly but surely become indistinguishable between a handmade fan and a pre-made fan. If the production can speed up, because the problem is the manufacturers, they're hand making them. There's someone there making these fans. It's not like you're saying, oh, I use handmade fans. Technically, they are handmade, just not obviously made by you. They're made by somebody in a factory in China, Vietnam.
Someone that's doing it day in, day out. So their fans are pretty impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, when you look at a tray of pre-made fans, even like you see, you get a couple of trays and you might go, oh, look, that fan's a little bit uneven. That's not right. That's because they're made by hand. I think it's absolutely crazy. But they're improving all the time. And I think if they can, because of the fact of the length of time they take to actually manufacture, for example, if we place an order for pre-made fans, because of the sizes that we order, we can expect it in 6 months. So we have pre-made fans in order. There are lots of companies that are really doing well with their pre-made fans, and there are new types, and the way that they're made is definitely improving. And if the production speed can increase, and then if the costs can come down, because we all know that the value for money of pre-mades versus buying a normal tray of lashes, pre-mades do cost a lot more money. So I think if the pricing can change slightly across the industry, which will start from manufacturers speeding up, selling them for less, then the brands themselves, like us, will be able to bring the prices down, which means people will be able to buy them for less and use them more without it costing so much per set, then that's how I see it going. And I think as a craze, if you want to call it a craze, I just think that's the way that the industry is going to go. Don't get me wrong, handmade volume isn't going anywhere. There's still going to be a demand for it. It's still more of an art.
People are just going to be more open to using them as well, aren't they? The more information that's out there. We did a podcast on them.
Good plug.
Right
plug.
At the
yeah. Do you know what? Actually, one of our most popular podcasts. If you haven't listened to it yet, go back. It's on episode 2, maybe.
Yeah.
Go back and have a little look. We've got a whole episode on pre-mades explaining all about them. So it's definitely worth listening to. But yeah, I would say that is going to be my answer to what's going to be the next lash craze. So I'd love to know if you agree with me on this. As always, I think we do say this most episodes. We will put this up when we get chance, because as it's Cyber Monday after all, and we're going to be run off of our feet. However, we will get up some post it up in our Team Lash Base Facebook group, so you can join in the conversation. We'd love to know your opinion. So have you, in the last few months, changed your opinion on pre-made fans? Have you used them? What do you think? So that's my opinion. I'd love to hear what your opinion is. So that is definitely going to be the answer to my question. So that's going to leave me. I'm going to pick some. We've got quite a few here. We'll get through some quick fire ones. So I'm going to ask you a question next, Amy. And my next question is going to be another question from Lauren Jean_MUA, actually, because it's a quick fire one. So again, Amy, this is for you. Which is your best? I know the answer to this one. Which is your best selling adhesive?
Extreme Plus. So the Extreme Plus is our best-selling adhesive, and it's actually 10 times more of a bestseller than the one down.
Extreme? Extreme is our second bestseller, isn't it? So, but it's crazy how it is 10 to 1. For every 10 Extreme Pluses that are sold versus one Extreme, which is unbelievable. It's very popular, always has been, but I think it's because of the speed that it is. It's a 1 to 2 second. It's a great all-rounder, really flexible across a wide range of environmental conditions.
I feel like a little secret's going to pop out now.
actually, that's a good point. The Extreme Plus is our number one selling adhesive and has been since we launched it. However, and you're excited about this, Amy?
Yeah, a little bit.
However, we are very, very excited. Next month, or hopefully next month, I bet it'll end up in January now, but next month, you're listening to this, it is December. This month, hopefully this month, we are releasing a brand new adhesive, which we believe is going to be our number one seller, probably 10 to 1 to Extreme Plus. It's a 0.5 to 1 second adhesive. We've been testing and testing and testing probably for about a year and a half.
Long time.
We get questions all the time. When are you going to bring a slightly faster adhesive out, please? When is it going to come? When's it going to come? And the thing is, this is not easy. Like, I know we say it all the time, but we don't just like go on to AliExpress or any of these online wholesale manufacturers, buy an adhesive, slap a label on it and sell it. That's not how it works for us. We have a manufacturer in the UK. We go up and visit, we test, we then go back and say, no, it needs to be this much thicker. It needs to smell this much less. It needs to be this much stronger. It needs to be this much quicker or slower and thinner or thicker. And they make changes and changes and changes. And every single one of our adhesives is like a bespoke formulation only for us and nobody else. So that's one of the best things about our adhesive, and not to mention the fact that it's completely compliant with all regulations, safety assessed. So that's a huge plug for that. However, we are or I have never been, I haven't been as excited about a new product coming out as I am this new adhesive that will come. I'm not even going to tell you the name of it, but the new adhesive that is coming out for Lash Base than probably when the LBX collection lashes came out. And then before that, it was when we actually launched the Extreme Plus adhesive.
Which was before I even
arrived. Yeah, which was 4 or 5 years ago, I think, that adhesive came out. So that is how excited I am about our new lash adhesive that's coming. So bestseller, to answer that in short, is...
it's meant to be a quick fire question.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Quick fire question. And again, I think I've just hijacked your...
Yep, as always.
Guys, if you're listening to this and you think that I interrupt Amy too much, please can you let us know, because I will hold my tongue. I just, if you didn't know this about me, I like to talk. So, right, we really will go with some quick fire questions now. I'm going to ask you, Amy, you can answer them, and then I'll keep asking questions. Okay. All right. Right. Yeah. Okay. So first question on this actual quick fire is going to be, and also anyone listening can have a go at this as well. Try and keep up and see what your answers would be. Are you ready, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
So, first question. Okay. Classic or volume?
Volume.
Black or clear adhesive?
Ooh, clear.
Pre-made fans, like or dislike?
Love.
That was an answer. Okay. Easy fans, like or dislike?
Depends on which ones. Like.
Like? Really? Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Amy's getting sacked. Mega volume, like or dislike?
Like.
Brow lamination, like or dislike?
Kind of like. I'm not sticking to the rules here.
Okay, pink or purple coloured lashes?
Oh, I've seen a set of purple ones that I like recently. Purple.
What colour is Lash Base, Amy?
JB, what's the worst colour in the world? Cream. Except Lash Base pink, because that is the best colour in the world.
This is not going to plan.
No, it's not.
Cream or gel remover?
Cream.
Lash Base or London Lash?
Lash Base.
Good. Just checking.
Not sacked.
Just checking. Favourite social media platform?
Instagram.
Least favourite social media platform?
Snapchat. I think you said something else.
Snapchat. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was it. Quick fire done. That wasn't that quick, to be fair.
No, it wasn't.
Right,
was
okay.
Okay, so your turn, Jamie. Ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do it really quick this time.
Classical volume?
Volume.
Black or clear adhesive?
Black.
Pre-made fans, like or dislike?
Like.
Easy fans, like or dislike?
Dislike.
Ooh.
Shock.
Mega volume, like or dislike?
Like.
Brow lamination, like or dislike?
Like.
Pink or purple coloured lashes?
Pink.
Ooh. You're not sacked either. Cream or gel remover?
Cream.
Lash Base or London Lash?
Lash Base.
Favourite social media platform? Quick.
Instagram.
Least favourite social media platform?
Oh, Snapchat as well.
Well done.
That was hard.
But quick.
So there you have it. Hard but quick, apparently. This episode has turned into a farce. This is what Black Friday does to you, by the way. So we will be back. Normal service will be resumed next Monday when we release the next episode. Please send us, or actually please comment in the Team Lash Base Facebook group with the sort of topics that you want us to talk about. We've still got a few left that we want to talk about that we think will be interesting. However, we always want to make episodes that everybody else has requested as well. So if there's anything you want to hear or get our views on or get some facts on, then ask in the Team Lash Base group and we will happily answer them. So I think we're going to end it there. A nice short one, and gives you a little bit more time to maybe go onto the Lash Base website and buy some stuff for Cyber Monday. Hey, and
shameless.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Just spare a thought for poor old Lash Base Amy and me and everybody else at Lash Base packing away at all the orders.
And if you get, what's your number?
My number's number 7.
So if you get number 7, that's Jamie that's packed it, and mine is, I think, 15.
Yeah, so actually that is a good point. If you have placed an order, when you receive it, at the bottom it says who it was packed by, a number, and we're all given numbers. Yeah, so mine's number 7. What did you say yours 15. Was? Number 15. So have a little look.
Sorry if there's any problems.
Yeah, hopefully there won't be. We're pretty experts at this, so we'll be all right. So that's it. So we will see you next week. We'd love to hear your thoughts in the Team Lash Base group, or follow us on Instagram. I am lashbase_ Jamie.
And I am lashbase_Amy.
And that is the end of that. So we will speak to you next week.